Please be seated. So, we spoke about this one group of had ways that they were matta mir la'akum because it does not meet the basic criteria of what's considered mir la'akum for various different reasons. The second group of atayrim, which we'll start talking about now, is where a case where it meets all of the criteria of a mir la'akum, the Chazal saw fit to permit it anyway. Some examples of that, we're going to discuss five different cases of that. The first one is, Chazal said, even though a mir la'akum applies, whether it applies to, you cannot tell a non-Jew to do a malacha, which is a malacha deraisa. You cannot tell a non-Jew to do a malacha, which is only derabonim. That's known as a shmus to shmus. It's a isur derabonim on top of an isur derabonim. The isur derabonim on Shabbat is referred to as a shmus, and this is an isur derabonim. Telling a non-Jew is an isur derabonim. To do an isur derabonim is something itself, which is an action which is only prohibited, meter rabonim, as opposed to an action which is prohibited, meter rice. So shmus to shmus is osur, but when you're dealing with telling a non-Jew to do something which is only an isur derabonim, Chazal were permitted it under certain circumstances. So, an Issa Deraisa, we don't have that Heter, but Issa Derbanan, we have that Heter. Chazal permitted it under various circumstances. At the beginning of Shabbos, during the period of time known as Ben Hashmoshes, where it's the sun is set, but it's not totally nighttime. So Chazal permitted, even to tell Nanju to do a Deraisa, under certain circumstances. Again, we'll go through the limits of what's permitted, what's not permitted. Chazal permitted to tell a non-Jew to do malacha for the purpose of a person who's ill. We'll find what's considered. What is the definition of a person who's considered ill? A chayla. Certain cases you're dealing with, which is a mitzvah of the rabbim, or something which is a danger to the rabbim. Chazal permitted to tell a non-Jew to take care of that, even dealing with a malacha deraisa. And then there's a discussion of a concept which is known as a mira la mira. You tell one non-Jew to tell another non-Jew. So the issue of telling a Jew is a non-Jew is the Rabbanan. So you're having one Jew do a Rabbanan of telling another non-Jew, one non-Jew doing a Rabbanan of telling another non-Jew. So that is that permitted based on the concept of shuz to shuz? So those are the four/five categories we're going to talk about. Shoes to shoes is permitted under certain circumstances. Ben Hashmoshes is permitted during certain circumstances. The Tzarech Chayla is permitted under certain circumstances. The mitzvah of the Rabbim or a michshol of the Rabbim, something which is a mitzvah for the Rabbim or a danger to the Rabbim. And Amira Lamira. So those are the five categories we're going to talk about, Beis Hashem, in the upcoming days. What are the parameters of each of these things? Have a good morning and have a good day.